Peace. Knowledge. Harmony. The Jedi. Much like the Force, it's hard to imagine Star Wars without the Jedi. While there are certainly elements and stories within the galaxy that do not pertain to the Jedi Order, there have been few large-scale events in the history of the galaxy that don't involve at least one Jedi. Although the Jedi operated for thousands of years, this video will condense their history and note the important events. The first form of the Jedi Order was created tens of thousands of years before the destruction of the first Death Star, on the planet Tython. A number of strange pyramidal spaceships gathered numerous sentient individuals that were capable of sensing the Force and carried them to Tython. There, the group collaborated in an effort to further their understanding of the mysterious Force. Tython was unique in its attunement to the Force, with any imbalance in Force use on the planet causing great earthquakes and Force storms to break out. The inhabitants thus studied both sides of the Force, light and dark, and named themselves Jedi, meaning Mystic Center. For 1,000 years, the Jedi spread across Tython building temples and cities, and training each other in the Force. Unfortunately, they also began to have children who were not Force-sensitive, and realized that Tython was not safe for them. Thus, all inhabitants who were not Force-sensitive were forced to leave the planet, and they began spreading out into the galaxy. 10,000 years went by as the Jedi on Tython slipped into legend, until the planet was invaded by a species of dark side Force users. The Jedi allied with the forces of the settled worlds around Tython, and successfully repelled the invaders. It was during this time that the Jedi began using the same weapons that the invaders used, known as Force Sabers. These precursors to lightsabers were powered by the dark side of the Force, and thus were a great risk to any Jedi using them. Because of the use of Force Sabers and the imbalancing war, a schism began growing in the Jedi Order, with one group focusing on the good of the light side, and the other focusing on the power of the dark side. Thus began the decade-long Force Wars, ravaging the planet of Tython and destroying the Jedi Order. In the aftermath, a new Jedi Order was formed, devoted to protecting the weak and keeping peace across the galaxy. Departing the devastated Tython, the new Jedi Order traveled to the planet Ossus, where they founded an academy, and devoted their time to studying the light side of the Force and warning against the dark side. The Jedi welcomed any willing Force-sensitives to come to the planet and learn their ways, assimilating many smaller groups of Force users during this time. Also during this time, the First Galactic Republic was formed in an effort to promote peace throughout the galaxy, and to allow representatives from many of the planets and systems in the galaxy to have a voice in the government. While the Jedi Order was at first wary of the Republic, they eventually agreed to join them in their effort of galactic peace. Many thousands of years went by with the Jedi Order having a tenuous relationship with the Republic, as well as having internal problems with certain radical Jedi. Of particular note, 7,000 years before the Battle of Yavin, another great schism broke out amongst the Jedi Order, known as the Hundred Year Darkness. This schism began when a group of Jedi Knights began experimenting with extended uses of the Force, particularly in an effort to obtain eternal life. In their experiments, they tested the Force through alchemy on various life forms, creating dark and twisted abominations. These Jedi were exiled from the Order, leading them to begin a war against the other Jedi. The Dark Jedi used their twisted creatures as part of the war, and many duels to the death were fought between opposing Force users. By the second half of the war, the Dark Jedi were clearly outnumbered, and so combined their efforts into creating a massive, incredibly dangerous and vicious species known as Leviathans. Despite this monstrous enemy, the Jedi Order was still successful in winning the war with the assistance of the Republic. Members of the Republic wanted public executions, but the Jedi were hopeful that they could learn the error of their ways, and thus the Dark Jedi were exiled. This exile led to the foundation of the Sith Empire, the greatest enemies of the Jedi Order. The first large-scale conflict from the Sith was the Great Hyperspace War, in which the Sith Empire invaded numerous Republic worlds, using Force illusions to make their army seem larger than it was. On Coruscant, the galactic capital of the Republic, the Jedi played a key role in the defense of the planet. During the battle, the Republic granted the Order access to a sacred mountain on the planet that contained a particularly strong Force presence. It was this location where the Jedi headquarters would later be built. The Republic forces on Coruscant suffered heavy casualties, but when the Force illusions were finally dispelled, the Jedi rallied a counterattack, easily defeating the remaining Sith. This war led many Jedi to seek more peaceful means of serving the Order and the galaxy. Many years later, a curious and talented Jedi named Exar Kun developed an interest in learning about the dark side, and traveled to a Sith tomb. Here, he encountered the ghost of a Sith Lord, who led Kun to falling to the dark side. Kun would go on to become a Dark Lord of the Sith himself, and would start the Great Sith War in an effort to begin a new golden age of the Sith. The war left many Jedi dead, and the Supreme Chancellor of the Republic was publicly executed in the Senate Hall by Exar Kun. The Republic and the Jedi did end up winning the war, but once again not without heavy costs. Not long after the Great Sith War, another war broke out between the Republic and the Mandalorians. The Mandalorians were people of the planet Mandalore, comprised of a number of different species, all united by a common culture of war and conquering. The Mandalorians had already allied with the Sith during the Great Sith War, but in the aftermath, a Sith approached the Mandalorians and told them of a vision his master had, of the Mandalorians sweeping across the galaxy and conquering it all. This led the Mandalorians to invade Republican planets that were left defenseless after the Sith War, and the Republic was incapable of stopping the threat themselves. They went to the Jedi Order for assistance, but the High Council decided not to offer their help, unwilling to get dragged into another war so soon. This decision upset many Jedi Knights, but two Jedi in particular, Revan and Alec, defied the High Council's decision and led the fight against the Mandalorians. The Jedi ended up winning the war, with the Republic congratulating Revan and Alec, now called Malak, as heroes. The High Council, however, was furious, and so instead of returning for punishment, Revan and Malak traveled into the unknown regions of space. Here, they discovered the location of the Sith capital, where they attempted to kill the Sith Emperor. Instead, they were both corrupted and turned to the dark side, becoming Sith Lords. Due to their large following of loyal Jedi, this event sparked a Jedi civil war, with Revan and Malak attacking the weakened Republic, and the Jedi Order attempting to stop them and the rogue Jedi. During the war, Malak turned on Revan in an effort to become the Dark Lord of the Sith, and Revan ended up losing his memories, consequently helping the Jedi to defeat Malak. Due to near constant warfaring, the Republic ended up crumbling and being reborn as a new Republic. The old government was now known as the Old Republic, and the Jedi Order, headquartered on Coruscant, would continue to operate alongside the new government. The Sith Empire made a resurgence after the Great Hyperspace War, beginning some of the most brutal conflicts in the history of the Republic. After many years of fighting, once again the Jedi believed they had wiped out the Sith from the galaxy. Finally, with some time of peace, the Jedi Order made some changes to their structure. Adults were no longer allowed to join the Order, as they proved too volatile, and Jedi were forced to renounce all ties to the outside world, including material possessions and family. Also during this time, the rules changed, from a Jedi Master taking on many apprentices, to taking on only one at a time. The Order also sent out many dedicated Jedi to eradicate any and all Sith relics or artifacts. Thus began a golden age of peace in the Republic that would last for nearly 1,000 years. In the end, however, peace is not to last, and a trade blockade on the planet Naboo began an event that would spiral into the Clone Wars. The Clone Wars certainly deserve their own video, but these events proved that the Jedi were occasionally disastrously obtuse, as a new Sith Lord took over the Republic Senate under the public guise of Sheev Palpatine. Due to carefully orchestrated events by Palpatine, also known as Darth Sidious, the Republic was turned against the Jedi and reorganized into the Galactic Empire, with Palpatine as its ruler. Most significantly, the Jedi were purged by the clone troopers of the Republic, leaving very few Jedi left alive. For nearly 20 years, the Empire expanded uninhibited across the galaxy, with certain surviving Jedi still attempting to resist. Obi-Wan Kenobi, one of the most important Jedi during the Clone Wars, hid on the desert planet Tatooine, watching over the son of Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker. Eventually, Kenobi would begin training Skywalker in the ways of the Jedi, hoping that he could defeat the Empire and restart the Jedi Order. In the end, Luke did exactly that, with the assistance of Darth Vader, who in his last moments turned back to the light side, killing Emperor Palpatine. Luke went on to build a new Jedi temple, and began training a new generation of Jedi, including Han Solo and Leia Organa's son, Ben. Ben ended up turning to the dark side, mostly through the influence of the mysterious Supreme Leader Snoke, and killed all of his fellow apprentices, burning the temple behind him. Ben became known as Kylo Ren, joining the new First Order organization, and Luke went into hiding. The future of the Jedi remains to be seen. While this video may seem dense and convoluted to some, this is only small bits and pieces of the overall history of the Jedi in the galaxy. While much of this is considered no longer canon, it has also not been overwritten yet. Throughout the history of the Jedi Order, there have been many, many talented and notable Jedi that have been instrumental in keeping the peace throughout the galaxy. While there have also been many occasions in which the stubbornness and hesitancy of the Jedi have caused problems, overall, the galaxy is a safer place due to the Jedi.